And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So I don't really recall the specific genesis of this conversation, or at least the starting line to the conversation. The coworker was talking about a point of time he was at home and his dad asked him to grab a paper towel, a sheet of paper towel, and I believe he tore what would be considered a half sheet of paper towel, because the story then continued on in about the fact that his dad wanted a full sheet of paper towel, not the half sheet. Now, my coworker has only grown up in a time period where paper towels have been so fancy to come in the sizes of half sheets and even quadrant-sized little quarter sheets. I remember growing up in a time when all you had was full-size sheets of paper towels. Didn't know any better. It was a sheet of paper towel. And I remember thinking back as a kid that it seems kind of wasteful to use all of this piece of paper when I really only need a small section of it. And not through any means of eco-consciousness or whatnot. There were times that I know I'd fold the sheet of the paper towel in half and use half of it, maybe for something like a napkin or just to wipe up a small spill. But we're spoiled nowadays, again, with these half sheets and quarter sheets. And how often do we go through so many paper towels? Now, I assume I qualify as a lucky individual for the amount of paper towels that I go through, because I really only use it for cleaning out the cast iron and maybe a handful of cleaning bits. That's what I've got extra used sponges for. And I know you can yell at me saying they keep germs and whatnot, but I got bleach spray. Good luck, germs. Let me introduce you to my friend chlorine. But it did get me thinking again as I was going through wiping out my cast iron skillet after cooking in it. Don't want to leave all the residue in there. And I also want to make sure that I keep my seasoning on there. Used to run my cast iron under hot water and steam bathe it after all my cooks. And it did wonder to keep all the crud and stuff off the inside, but always had to add more oil to it just to keep it seasoned. But because I'm using my cast iron every day, it's just a matter of wiping it out and making sure I use it regularly so that way the bacon fat doesn't go rancid in it. That's what I use to season my cast iron. But these paper towels, using them and using them and using them, don't really think much of it. Again, it is nice. It's simple. They're right there. And that's all I'm really using. According to the studies, the surveys, the average household goes through 1.5 to 2 paper towel rolls a week, or every 2 weeks. So 3/4 of a roll every week, approximately. And I'm sure if you got kids or doing regular barbecues, you go through them just a little bit more, especially with the saucy ribs. But they work. They do their job. They're quick. They're easy. They're disposable. And there's always more than one brand. I have been buying one brand that says that they're recycled. And they work well enough. They're thin, but it is what it is. Kind of takes 2 to 3 of these half sheets, these new full-size sheets, if you ask me. These little half sheets to clean out the cast iron just because of how much grease is in there, how little they absorb. But it's okay. It's recycled, somewhat saving the planet. But the other day, there was a bigger, much better well-known name brand that was on sale. I don't buy store-branded products, even though those are mostly just rebranded by another company and sold to the store, and the store puts their name on it. But this big name brand of paper towels was on sale, cheaper than my recycled paper towels. I said, okay, I'll save some money, see how well this goes. And the thickness, the absorption rate are significantly better than my recycled paper towels. And I found myself in a quandary, in a point of a conundrum, trying to figure out which is my better option to maintain an eco-friendly, carbon-aware situation. Because as we go through and we look at what all the fancy facts talk about on the 70-sheet roll of paper towels. Now, if you look at paper towels nowadays with these half sheets, they'll tell you it's 140. So a full-size sheet, I guess, is two half sheets. But one ton, 2,000 pounds of paper towels, probably brand new made, takes 17 trees, which doesn't seem like that many, and 20,000 gallons of water. That's a lot of water. I've made paper mache back in the day, and it definitely takes quite a bit of water to break down the paper. I guess that's kind of what you're doing with the wood pulp, to break it down, break apart the cellulose. But if I'm using two, maybe three sheets, half sheets, I'm sure I'll learn it by the end of this episode, 2 to 3 of these half sheets to clean out my cast iron, wipe down the spatula. Seems to be easier to wipe it down before throwing it in the sink. Of the recycled, and I only use one sheet, sometimes two. So we'll say 1.25 to 1.5 sheets, half sheets, 1.5 half sheets of paper towels. Where is that line that I cross in an attempt to be eco-friendly? Again, 17 trees and 20,000 gallons of water for 1 ton of paper towels. Couldn't figure out how much water was used in the recycle process. It's probably at least 20,000 gallons to run through the recycling process. But if each U.S. household swapped out one roll of paper towels to 100% recycled, we'd save 54,000 trees per year. What if we use a combination? Am I still saving 54,000? Or what if I am that eco-friendly point on making sure that I'm not using too many paper towels, wiping up pointless messes, little things that, again, can be hit with the sponge? There's definite options to be using things other than paper towels if we're going to be so eco-conscious. Sponges are definitely not one of them. Back in the day, sponges were made from actual sea sponges. And now they're made from plastic, non-biodegradable things. And we just throw them away. It's okay. It's plastic. Earth will eat it up. Isn't that the motto of things nowadays? But things like cloth napkins, which seems like a kind of a funny situation. I've only known cloth napkins to be used in the utmost and proper situations of fine dining at home. Rarely do I come across them out in the open of wildness of eating, but they have existed. And a cloth napkin is nice. Again, we're not cutting down trees. You only have to harvest the cotton once and make sure it stays well. But then we got to wash that. We got to put soap in there and whatnot. Use electricity to run the washing machine because no one's using a wash tub and a washboard. Out there singing their songs as they're washing their clothes, washing their napkins. So is that a balance on using the against the paper towels? Maybe, probably, especially if you go through enough of them. Again, if we look at the fine dining establishments that are going to go through quite the number of them, it's easy enough to justify a full load. I found out through a YouTube video just a little while ago that it's okay to use a bandana to wipe up the cast iron, and then also to use as seasoning. It's just a matter of not throwing those in with your regular clothes. The host of that channel, that YouTube little video I watched, said that when he's done, uses them 3 to 4 times. So there's an efficiency matter to you there. Definitely soaked with oil, soaked with all the baked on crispy bits. But then he throws it in the sink with some Simple Green, a nice biodegradable cleaner that I think really works well, qualifies as a degreaser, lets it sit there and soak, and then throws it into a set spot specifically for used rags, and then does a load specifically of those. And even at that, I think you could get away with a small sink full, especially if you run in 5, 6, 7, 8 of these little bandanas that you keep around for small spills and whatnot, become that eco-friendly climate. climate pledge keeping individual that we all strive to be. Those paper towels become very useful in a situation, though, when you've got things like nasty car grease. I was reassembling a differential this weekend. Had to use RTV gasket sealer. For those of you that know, you don't get it on your skin. So it doesn't like to come off. For those that don't know, don't get it on your skin. It does not like to come off. And so even when I'm wearing gloves, I still wipe my hands down. And I like using cloth rags when cleaning bit up after the car and whatnot. But with really nasty things like the RTV gasket sealer, I find that paper towels are the best option. If they're quick, easy to use, and they're getting thrown away regardless. And even though they are going into the landfill, I guess it's a better argument for household cleaners, little messes that are around the house to be going into the landfill, than car grease and car oil and sealing chemicals. They do break down. The paper towels do, unlike our sponges, cotton bandanas. Cotton rags will definitely break down as well, not as fast. And as we've also learned within the understanding of how cloth and whatnot, and yarn or thread is made, that uses up quite the collection of water as well. And so where's our balancing point? Again, if we get those cloths, those hand towels, we just have a dedicated load of specifically nastiness of stuff like that. Works out, balances. But also, how many times is it just that one-time small use that needs to be taken care of? I may be sitting on my holier-than-thou horse, my pedestal, way above ye, as I sit there and go, I rarely use paper towels at home. But at work, however, work needs a rather sterile environment in part of my job requirement. And so when things need to be cleaned, and kind of a brush-off clean, you can't have things like towels and rags because that keeps too many of the things we're trying to wipe away around. And so paper towels make a lot of sense, but they don't make enough sense to buy the industrial soak-up-everything paper towels that I got on sale the other week. Definitely makes more sense for me to get the, or at least my boss, to invest in those 100% recycled, ultra-thin ones. So we don't need anything more powerful. We don't need anything stronger to clean up our messes. And so I ask you, as you're sitting there doing your dishes or cleaning up your cast iron or getting ready to set the table, deciding whether or not you're going to use some unbleached recycled napkins, or maybe you went so far and you got the white, the bleached paper towels. You getting your full-size sheets? Do they even still make those anymore? We only getting our half sheets? Or you going fancy, getting that little tear square size? Something small enough so they're all individual napkins. Can't even remember the last time I actually used a standard napkin of when I grew up. Those paper-thin products folded over 4 times just to create the thickness of a folded-over single sheet of paper towel. Something that I do remember finding that you tear a paper towel in half and then you fold that in half and it's just as good as a regular napkin. Not as much square footage or square inchage, but more efficient in cleaning. But again, I'm not holier than thou. Oh, and someone didn't reset things. Definitely not holier than thou. Definitely not better than you. Just a mere podcaster sitting here asking questions, trying to figure out if we're doing the right thing. And I'm pretty darn sure we are. I'm just wondering if we can improve. We don't have to improve by full strides. Really baby steps. A thinking point here and there. Something again to get those gears turning. So that way we might be able to start a conversation and continue the conversation just a little bit further. And I'm Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at NoAgendaSocial.com. I've got a website, BillyBones.com. Remember that it's spelled with the number 3 instead of the letter E. And there you can find links to show notes. Moderate amount today, nothing too extreme, nothing too fancy. There's a link for email in case you don't do the Twitter, you don't do the Mastodon, and you still want to get in contact with me. And on the website, on that BillyBones.com website, there's a link that says Value for Value. I release this podcast free of charge, no paywalls, no sponsorship, no one telling me what I can or cannot say, in hopes that you find value out of the effort that I've put forth. And if you did find value, be it the single episode or the entire catalog, fantastic, thank you. I'm very happy you did. The first thing that I ask that you do is you give this show a share. Maybe someone else gets that talking point, gets the gears turning, finds a better means to clean out their cast iron, if that's all it comes down to. But if you feel that I've earned shekels, dollars, or satoshis, whatever form of currency you decide to use, and you want to support me, you want to support the show, again, you go to billybones.com, you scroll all the way down, click that PayPal, or the value for value button. It will take you to PayPal. You chip in, you donate, you support the show in a number that you feel is appropriate. Did I earn a beer, a cup of coffee, maybe a swift kick in the pants of a handful of pennies, or maybe you're eyeballing that new Maserati and you actually feel that I deserve that more? Well, again, go to billybones.com, click that value for value button. But if you are not using the Federal Reserve Freedom Units, better known as the U.S. dollar, and you like using Bitcoin, you're in luck. I take Satoshis, little teeny tiny bits of Bitcoin. And if you're using a new podcast app, you can boost. You can send a quick tweet. It's a boostagram. It's not a tweet. Or you can stream Satoshis by the minute, like today's executive producer, Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley, streaming in 121 sats a minute through Castomatic. Teeny tiny amounts of Bitcoin, but all in all, at the end of it, he sent in 2,667 sats. Pennies in a jar, but they all add up. Thank you very much, sir. And to everybody else listening, thank you very much for listening. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.